her sleeping on the porch with my transistor radio, listening to Bob Elson's voice. It was a long time ago. I lay there in my sleeping bag on that hard wooden floor, while in the background the locusts sang. Sometimes I'd fall asleep before the game was over. In my mind's eye, I could follow Jim Landis running down a ball, or Louis stealing second base. I helped the umpire make the call. But something lurked outside the ballpark, outside the screened-in porch where I lay. I couldn't see it, but I could feel it. Sometimes I thought I heard someone say the game was over. But I found refuge on a diamond, and I hung on every score the year the White Sox won the pennant, the year my mother lost the war. The close games, they were many, 1-0, 2-1. I couldn't count the big hits by Nellie Fox. He was my favorite one. But as the summer turned to September and the Sox bore down for the stretch run, the murmur grew into a tremor that shook the earth, hid the sun. The game was over. The Sox wrapped it up against Cleveland, and in Chicago the sirens rang. I went looking for something to believe in, and I never did go back again. But I've never seen a team quite like that one back in 1959. Every time they hit the field, they were battling, and they kept on playing past the time the game was over. I found refuge on a diamond, and I hung on every score the year the White Sox